From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd at 8:55. We have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Current corn and wheat futures are higher on the day, soybeans trading lower. December corn futures up 3.5 cents currently at 432.5. March 25 corn futures up 3.75 cents at 450.25. New crop December 2025 futures up a penny at 458.5. November soybeans down 8.5 cents at 1048.75. January soybean futures down 8 cents at 1067.5. New crop November 25 bean futures down 4.25 cents at 1091.5. Turning to wheat, December 24 wheat futures up 15.5 cents at 614.5. March 25 wheat futures up 15 cents at 634.5. And new crop July 25 wheat futures up 14.25 cents at 651.25. This past Monday, the USDA released the quarterly stocks report, and part of the friendliness we're seeing in corn and wheat futures had to do with that report. The corn stocks came in around 85 million below the average trade guess, printing some friendly information into the market. Soybeans, on the other hand, were right at the trade guess. And with harvest pressure continuing to escalate this week, we're seeing a little bit of a downtrend in the soybean market. Also on Monday, the USDA rated harvest progress for Illinois at 21% on corn and Indiana at 20%. On soybeans, 24% for the state of Illinois on bean harvest progress and 23% for Indiana. As harvest continues to increase, we'll continue to see pressure on space with good yields being reported on both corn and soybeans, meaning our cash basis will remain weak here most likely for the balance of the month of October. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.